Northern Diocese of Michener, I met Irish Columban missionary Sister Mary Dillon, who runs a home for people affected by the HIV/AIDS virus. Her Hope Centre is located down a dirt road beside a railway track, next door to a camp for internally displaced people. It's in Kachin State, where a local independence army has been locked in conflict with the military for decades, with thousands of families forced to flee the fighting. The area is also renowned as one of the world's largest opium-producing regions, with drug addiction among young people as high as 80%, according to some estimates. The majority of young HIV-positive men Sister Mary sees at her centre are drug users, many of whom have passed the virus onto wives and children. Together with three local Franciscan sisters, she provides a bed, nutritious meals and medical supervision for up to 70 patients, who may stay for a few days or many months, depending on individual needs. Supported by Catholic groups including CAFOD, SCIAF, TROCHER and Mission CARA, she also provides home care and support for patients at the local hospital, as well as running summer camps for over 100 children. Sister Mary told me that despite the difficult conditions she'd witnessed previously as a missionary in South Korea, she was shocked with the poverty she found when she arrived 15 years ago in this isolated rural corner of Myanmar.
First of all, I'd worked in South Korea as a missionary for 25 years, and I was home in Ireland in home service when Archbishop Paul Grant invited us out here to see what we could contribute to the local church here. So when I came in 2002, I suppose, Korea had developed, so I was shocked with the poverty. I thought I saw poverty in South Korea. I really didn't. So when I came out first, I learned some language, which I found difficult. And then I came up to Michener in September 2003. And by January 2004, I had found a co-worker, a local person called Lucia Joy, who was a nurse. She knew very little about HIV/AIDS, but she knew the area. So we started off with two bicycles. And we went to the different quarters around here, and we asked the catechist, had any very sick people in their area? So gradually, after 1 year, I think we had met 50 or 52 HIV/AIDS people. But at that time, there was no treatment here. You only just treated TB or you treated their symptoms, but they actually all died.
So you were simply providing a place where they could die with some dignity.
It was later, I built a place then in 2 or 3 years later, the first place here, because I found out that when you are trying to treat HIV-positive people with limited funds, and they're all poor, so you were really feeding the whole family. So I wasn't able really to feed the family. So I decided if I had a respite care, I called it. So if they could come for maybe a number of weeks where we would give them good food, supervise their medication, and give them basically a place where they see other people with the same disease. And maybe through talking with other people and sharing their own their stories, that they will get that inner strength themselves to face out back into the world, knowing that I am different.
You now have about 500, 600 people coming through here every year.
That's right, yeah. I have about 500 to 600 people coming here every year. Some stay 2 weeks, some stay 3 months, some stay 9 months. It depends. If they're very low CD4, they very often stay a long time. So we would provide three, hopefully, nutritious meals a day here. But I probably would like to say that this is really a home. You know, that people feel welcomed, and that within the grounds they are, you know, they feel they can live normally. They can talk, they're accepted, they're cared for, they're wanted. I think those are all, maybe I'm talking about what Pope Francis is talking about, you know. You really have to be with the poor and you have to feel them and look into their eyes and know that they're accepted. I think that's really a big part of it.
My thanks to Sister Mary Dillon, an Irish Columban missionary who runs the Hope Centre for HIV/AIDS patients in Myanmar's Northern Diocese of Michener.